Hi, good afternoon. Yes, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. We are not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I know your birthday?
Who are you calling from? It's basically a survey.
I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey.
I don't know who you are. What do you want?
It's about your community and the nation. It's a survey, and we're just trying to see if, you know, we can help out to know or about your community needs and the nation as well.
I think that's pretty old. I don't food and that. My children take care of all that kind of stuff for me. I just lay around there. I don't hardly know what's going on no more.
So you wouldn't be like willing to help me out with the survey? That way we know about the community, the issues facing your community. Hello?
What kind of survey?
What is the year of your birth?
I'm born in 39. Yeah, 39.
You were born in 39?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your race? What do you consider yourself as? Consider yourself as white, black, or African American, Asian, Hispanic?
Black.
Okay.
African American, whatever you want to call it.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat when I was voting,
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I am not strong.
Not strong?
Nah.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Would that be high school or a degree, bachelor's degree? Or a master's?
That's high school. I went to high school.
Just high school?
Yeah.
Okay, and next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied? Or very satisfied?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And would you say you strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. It's just like in the middle. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any... Okay, so how do you feel about Brian Kemp? Very cold or... Do you agree? Unfavorable?
Yeah.
Favorable, right?
I've been you might call it a half and half on that. If you got something that said that, which is unstable.
And what about Ron? Ron DeSantis?
But same. I don't.
Favorable?
Yeah.
What about Donald Trump? Do you like him?
Maybe in the middle? I was looking at the news the other night about him. They say he need to change his name to Donald Duck.
So, favorable? Are you on his side?
Yeah.
What about Republicans in Congress? Are you favorable with them?
Yeah.
Sure. What about Joe Biden? Do you like what he's doing around the community and the nation? Favorable, you say?
Yeah, he done a pretty good job.
What about Tim Scott?
Who?
Favorable. Tim Scott? You haven't heard of him?
I ain't weird in that politics no more. I was back in my younger days.
So you don't know or never heard of them?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change or issues that matter to you? So do you think that you voting means a lot, has a lot of power?
And no, I don't feel like voting has
power. You don't feel it? Like?
No. I think they get the way they want.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? So you think that your vote has a lot of power, or in the middle? Zero means the black community has no power at all. So would you say a lot of power?
A little bit better than zero. But in the middle,
So that would be a lot of power?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, right? How would you describe black political power since 2020? Much more powerful or somewhat more powerful? No different? Somewhat less powerful?
No different.
No difference. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024, for the general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? So you're gonna go ahead and vote?
Oh yeah, they'll take me up there to vote. Yeah, always.
So that would be definitely will vote. Yeah. That would be a 10. And would you say you care a great deal or a little bit or not much who is about the elections and the elected president in 2024?
Not much.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Not much.
A little bit. Yeah. Not that much? Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president or Congress and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or third party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided right now.
Who? You're going to vote for who?
I said undecided right now.
Undecided. Okay. And now for something a little different, has your life gotten better, worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president? Are you doing better, or do you feel you're doing worse? Gotten better, or stayed about the same?
Yeah, now you're talking. Yeah, that's about the same now with me.
About the same, okay. I'm going to read a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means definitely should not be one of the Democrats. What about, how do you feel about climate change?
How do I feel about what?
Climate change? Do you feel that they should be like one of the Democrats' top priorities? What about student loan?
Yeah.
Do you feel that's a top priority?
Yeah.
What about abortion access? Do you feel that shouldn't be one of the priorities? One of the main things?
No, I don't.
No? You don't agree with that? What about healthcare? You think that should be one of the first things that, you know, they should think about?
Yeah.
What about jobs and wages?
About what?
And jobs as wages?
Oh, yeah, that's...
And reducing, what about reducing racism and discrimination? Do you think that should be one of the Democrats' top, like, main things that they should focus on?
Yes.
And what about climate change?
Yeah, that's kind of creative problems here.
Okay. So I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them the same way that we did with you, the last one that we just did. And you can use any number, as we said before. So climate change. So the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Meta officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols. Did you hear about that? With federal civil rights violations. Do you feel that's a great deal, a fair amount? Never heard of it?
No, I never.
So that would be a great deal.
Yeah.
And the American Rescue Plan Committee over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Have you heard of that before or not at all?
Not at all.
And in a proclamation on granting pardons for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden, he pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you feel that's a great deal or you haven't heard about it?
I haven't heard about that.
You haven't heard about it? So, okay. And we're almost done. We're at 69% of completing. I appreciate you so much for staying on the phone with me and doing this. I mean, it's just for the best, you know, of your community. So now I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Can you rate from 0 to 10 extremely convincing reasons to vote in November 2024? So, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help out communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic and will expand our internet access. And that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs in 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. So do you think that's not at all convincing, maybe a 5, or extremely convincing? Or you don't know? Would you give it like a 8 or a 10 or a 5?
I give a 5.
A 5, okay.
Yeah.
Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go and backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. So would you say it's extremely convincing?
Yeah, I would say.
About Black Georgians having the power to determine futures by basically voting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change or issues that matter to you? You think you'll say that it has a lot of power? Right?
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
It has a lot of power, or would you say a 5?
Yeah, I'd say about 5.
Yeah, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in a November 5th, 2024 general election for President Congress? Are you going to go vote?
Yeah.
Or maybe 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? Do you care who's going to be the nation's president?
I care a lot.
Okay, so if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president at all? Would you say Joe Biden, third-party candidate, or Donald Trump, or undecided? You don't know yet.
Undecided. I don't know yet.
You're not sure?
No, I'm
not sure. Okay, I see. So how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair Fight, do you trust them a great deal?
Yes.
What about Fair Count? What about Black Voters Matter?
Yes.
You care a lot, a great deal?
Yeah.
What about pro-Georgia?
What?
Pro-Georgia, or you've never heard of them before?
No.
New Georgia Project? Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
What about local board of election?
Yeah?
What about Secretary of State? I'm sorry, we're almost done, I swear. So what about the People's Agenda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This next few questions are for statistical purposes only. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, or
somewhat
moderate?
Yeah.
Do you consider, I have to ask this, but I hope you don't get offended. Do you consider yourself one, or straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or just normal?
I'm definitely not gay, but
so you're straight?
Yeah, I'm straight.
You're straight? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
No, I live...
Widowed, separated? Are you divorced?
No, I love my wife. My wife deceased.
Okay.
She deceased.
Okay.
Last week.
Nice.
Yeah, on the 22nd.
I'm married. Happily
married. On the 22nd.
Right?
Yeah, 2 years. I've been gone 2 years now.
Oh, so I am so sorry. So you will consider yourself as widowed?
On the 22nd. On the 22nd of this month, she's been gone 2 years.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's right, you know, I don't feel like doing nothing but this right now. You know, I just laying the day around now. I think I died too.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. I just had to ask. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
No? How would you describe your employee status? Are you working full-time or disabled, retired, unemployed? Are you a student?
No, I retired in 2005.
You retired?
In 2005. Yeah.
And in the last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
What?
So, do you think your income in your whole in your household was less than $24,000?
Oh yeah.
Or higher?
No, it's less than that. I don't.
Yes, I see.
I don't get that strong.
Okay, so finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. And during this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, or?
No, probably not. I don't like to say that.
No? Okay, if you chose yes, let me remind you that you get a $10 Amazon gift card, but that's a no. I respect that. So this concludes our survey, and I want to thank you very much for holding with me and bearing with me. I hope that you enjoy your night, okay?
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.